Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Well, we're continuing through our summer, and we just spent a month with the Puritans on the beach. Now we're going to focus in on one Puritan in particular, John Owen, and we will spend the whole month with him, the month of July, at the beach with John Owen. And joining me now is, once again, Dr. Sinclair Ferguson. Dr. Ferguson, good to have you back.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure and privilege to speak to you again.
When we were together last time, we talked about the Puritan box set. Well, the Banner of Truth also put out a beautiful box set of 5 volumes of John Owen. And we're going to get to that in a moment. But first, let's talk about a summertime question. And again, you can give your best Reformed answer, but what is your favorite summertime food?
My favorite summertime food, I think, probably from childhood was either raspberries or strawberries, because we only got them for about 4 weeks in the summer. And if there was ice cream with them, then that was a special treat. Although I have to say, American ice cream that you buy over the counter tends to be better than British ice cream that you buy over the counter.
Well, strawberries and ice cream, I'm hungry now, but first let's talk about the important thing of John Owen. You've spent a lot of time with John Owen and bringing what is a true treasure in the life and teachings of Owen for disciples of Christ today. Why should people read John Owen?
Well, that's a great question, Steve. It's quite something to think about, being with John Owen on the beach, because he wrote so much, one wonders whether he ever made it to the beach.
Seven million words?
Absolutely. Well, I've never counted them, but there are 24 volumes of about 600 pages each.
Astonishing.
And all with probably a relatively poor quality quill pen and, and ink. So it really is an astonishing achievement, really. And I think I would say you can read Owen because, although of all the Puritans, he is the most prodigious and in some ways the most awesome figure of theologians in the 17th century, he had actually been where all of us have been, in this sense that, for example, in his earlier life, he struggled to be sure whether he was really a Christian or not. And one of my favorite stories about him is that he was brought to assurance under the preaching of a man whose name he ever discovered. And in a way, we owe these 24 volumes to a sermon preached by some totally anonymous preacher. Such a great illustration of the way God works. I think a tremendous thing about Owen was that he seemed to minister in all different kinds of situations. He ministered in a large church. He ministered in house churches. He planted churches. He was persecuted. He suffered. He struggled in many occasions. Sometimes he became very melancholic about the spiritual situation. And so in the midst of all the great theology he writes, there's this very strong pastoral concern to build up the people of God. And when he died, in his funeral sermon, his assistant, David Clarkson, said, the great burden of his life was to see people grow in holiness. And so in that particular group of Owen's works, I think in every single volume a Christian reads, you'll find something that will stimulate him to love and serve the Lord Jesus better.
Well, that's a very compelling case to take John Owen to the beach with you. You know, as with that box set of the Puritans, Dr. Ferguson also wrote a little booklet to go along with the box set of John Owen. In it, he mentions that Owen was a man of letters, but also a man of action. And one of those times of action, Dr. Ferguson goes on to tell us, At only 32 years of age, his reputation was now such that he was appointed parliamentary preacher for January 31st, 1649. English readers at least will recognize the significance of that date. It was, in fact, the very day that King Charles I was beheaded. Well, that's Owen, a man of letters and a man of action, and I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 minutes in church history. We'll be right back.